A few years ago, during Libya's uprising, dictator Muammar Gaddafi gave a defiant speech. Then a music producer in Tel Aviv decided to turn that speech into a dance mix. Now that producer is making parody videos about the militant group Hamas. It's all part of the digital war of tweets and viral videos that's going on at the same time as the shooting war between Israel and Gaza. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Tel Aviv music producer Noy Alush has a reputation for making catchy videos during conflicts. For the current war, he decided to make a video he calls Hamas Karaoke. The image shows a Hamas press conference, three imposing masked men, and every time the guy in the center raises his index finger, the music plays the word one. So it looks like the Hamas guys are singing Bob Marley or U2 or One Direction. Alush is proud of this video, but he admits it's not the winner.
I must say that the biggest hits right now, that a lot of the Israelis are talking about it right now, and people are dancing it at home, and soldiers are dancing to it. It's not an Israeli song. It's a Hamas song.
A song that Hamas produced in Hebrew called Shake Israel's Security. The lyrics are not exactly subtle.
Let's kill Jews, let's kill the Zionists.
And people dance to it in clubs.
Because it's a really good song. It got a really good beat.
YouTube just took it down today, saying it violates the site's rule against hate speech. Alush thinks of himself as a soldier in the new media war against Hamas. And though it pains him to say this,
they are winning this war.
No question, Hamas has stepped up its internet game from the last conflict.
Well, whenever you talk to the other people who are killing you by their language, you're going to send the message directly to them.
Ihab al-Ghussein is a Hamas spokesman in Gaza.
We had an excellent electronic war on it, actually. It was from the Palestinian activists, and that was great.
There are trained soldiers in this social media war. The official English Twitter account for the Israeli military has more than 300,000 followers. But on this battlefield, you don't have to be trained as a soldier. Nalan Siraj is a young woman in Gaza who blogs. Since this conflict began, her Twitter followers have doubled to almost 10,000 people.
Basically, I'm just going crazy, just trying to take pictures during the war and trying to tweet it and tell the world what's happening.
The other day, Israeli airstrikes hit the building next to her. She ran to the balcony to take a picture.
My mother was screaming. She was like, "Don't go near the balcony. You can't do this to me anymore." And I was like, "I don't care. I need to people to see what's actually happening."
In this war, social media is also letting people communicate directly with their enemies. Elizabeth Tsurkov is a human rights activist and blogger in Tel Aviv. She recently noticed some grammatical errors in Hamas's Hebrew Twitter account.
And I corrected just a couple of them. And surprisingly, they responded.
Tsurkov received a very gracious tweet back from Hamas.
They said, "Hello, shalom," which means peace also in Hebrew. And then they said, "Thank you."
She could tell the person on the other end was not Israeli because she says Israelis are just not that polite.
To be honest, I kind of felt I had a burst of kind of empathy to the person writing it. I thought, he is a person just like me. He's so polite. I mean, he's more polite than I am.
Technology saturates every aspect of this war. Not just drones and missile defense shields, but mundane things like war smartphone apps that include flashlights, radios, and emergency numbers. When I was interviewing Noy Alush in Tel Aviv, an air raid siren went off. We dashed to the shelter in his apartment building, where he insisted we take a selfie. As soon as the siren stopped, he uploaded the picture to Twitter and Facebook. Then he used the chat service WhatsApp to make sure everyone in his family was safe. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Jerusalem.